prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're not going to spend a lot of time on introduction tonight, but welcome. Good to have you tonight, wherever you are around the world. And I do appreciate your contacts from all over the country, in America, and Canada, and around the world. Thank you for being there with us. It's so humbling. And I certainly pray every day that we're a blessing to you. And somehow or another, we glorify our Father together. I mean that seriously. There's so much to talk about tonight. I'm not going to go through a lot of your introduction. I'm just going to say, our toll-free number is 800-777-4403. And if you can call long distance, please call our toll number at 304-846-4448. And we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'll be here to take phone calls. I'd love to talk to you. And I will say this, I mean this sincerely, sometimes get a little busy. I may not get back to your call right away. If we miss your call, leave a message, I will call you back. Or if I'm on the phone tied up, bear with me. I'll get to you, I promise, because I want to talk to you. You all are a family. And I mean that sincerely. Some of y'all have been with me 20, 25 years on the radio. I mean, people remember when I started back in 1993. Some of them actually remember that. So thank y'all for being there. So we'll be in the office tomorrow, like I said. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope you called off to talk to us tomorrow. If you want to order something, please do. I would love to be of service to you. And it helps keep the lights on here. And believe me, if you pay electricity bills like I do, it's not cheap. But anyway, please call tomorrow and talk to us. We want to hear from you. Now, our guest tonight has not only been a sister in Christ, but we've become friends over the last few months. She's joined our Bible study services when she can. She's a very sweet addition and a very important addition to her family there in our Bible studies. She comes in and sits with us and studies together with us. And she just because she's become part of the family here in West Virginia. She lives about as far away up on the north side as I do from the south side getting there. So I really admire her desire to be there along hard enough to want to drive 2 hours to be there. I really admire that. Her name is Diana Ketterman. Now, in case you're new listeners out there, I'll let Diana tell you who she is, a little bio. And she got books out there, great books that you might want to look at. So, Diana, are you there?
I'm here.
Good to have you. It's good to have you. And I mean that, seriously.
It's good to be back.
Well, obviously, I pick on you a lot, but that's okay, right?
That's okay. I can take it.
Okay. Well, when you become family, become friends, laughter is a good thing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's important. It is. Before we get started in broadcast, though, we got a whole lot to talk about, folks. A lot. Some things you're going to have a hard time believing, but it's just really true. Believe me. Tell the folks who you are, Diana. For new listeners, who you are, what you do, and how you got involved in all of it.
Well, I'm a retired school teacher, 25 years in education, retired federal government, 16 years with the government. I'm an author. I'm a counselor, pastoral counselor. My website is authordianaketterman.com. My YouTube is Sound Mind Ministries. And I put out a lot of content every week, on mainly on the Word of God, but also on current events. And so I do appreciate you and what you have to contribute to what's going on. And I thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And if folks want to know more about you, how can they find out more about Diana Ketterman?
Yeah, authordianaketterman.com. Okay. You'll be able to find links to my YouTube, my podcast, and also my books that I've written on mental health. I have a background in mental health as well.
And she's still trying to help me, folks. So far, not much luck. But anyway.
he's a hard nut to crack.
You got that right. But you look up her website, folks, and her books are excellent books. And I mean, you need to look
Thank
it up.
You.
This ain't what she's talking about. And I say right up front that she's learned some things, not just from studying some things. She's lived through some things. She's seen some things. So I would think it would benefit you to check out her website. But anyway, where do we start? There's so much talk about tonight. And I mean, really. But I want you to tell me and tell the listeners the story. Tell me again the story you told me the other day about the lady you know whose pastor went to, was paid by Israel to go to Israel. All expenses paid, and was also given a bonus check. And tell them what happened to get home. Please, if you don't mind, share that, Diana.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a concerned sister in Christ, you know, reach out that a West Virginia pastor was one of the thousand that was selected to go to Israel. And I understand they're going to select 10,000 more. Now, this is a small church in West Virginia, and I think they're purposely selecting smaller churches, you know, to pump up the pastors and to make them feel proud that they were selected and, you know, to be a part of this group that's associated with the Rothschilds. If you see the connection of where they're getting the certificates from, they went over there for training. Now, this is all connected to the Office of Faith with Paula White out of the White House, and she's been over there training as well so that she can be the intermediate area between these pastors and the indoctrination they're getting in Israel. So I saw like there's four major programs coming out of the White House now targeting pastors and churches where they can be funded for, you know, doing, they had like a Christmas message from Israel that they got funding to promote this within their churches. And my understanding is these pastors got several thousand dollars to go. Then they, you know, it's all expense paid. They got a certificate. They're now an ambassador of Israel coming back here. And when the lady returned to church, you know, there was an altar there with all kinds of things to Israel. And the pastor announced that he was now a rabbi. He had been trained under a rabbi, and that the whole congregation was invited to now return and go to a trip. My understanding is that would be funded through the Office of Faith. And so this is a major campaign. This is tied in to what's going on in Venezuela because Maduro, he's the one that he spoke out about the Palestinians. I do believe that's why he was captured. And, you know, there's so many things now. I just heard two clips from Donald Trump saying that he is going to stop the return of Jesus. He's going to stop the end of the world because prophets have said that it's, you know, centered in the Middle East, you know, with Jesus returning to the Mount of Olives. And when I myself went to Israel in 23, our tour guide told us that they were preparing technical weapons. And Trump said himself, we have nuclear weapons and we have scary weapons to stop the end of the world. And
now,
so,
folks, I want you to listen. That's blasphemy. I want to say two things very quickly. If these preachers or these so-called pastors are now ambassadors of Israel, They cease being ambassadors of Christ. Period.
Exactly.
You cannot be both. You cannot be both. It cannot be both. But anyway,
nope.
Unbelievably evil, but they don't see it. I didn't either for years. I'm not throwing stones. I didn't see it myself for many years. But Trump may not know this, and obviously he doesn't. He's fulfilling prophecy every day at a rapid pace. He did so in his first term. He's doing it more now. He's literally putting the hook, as Ezekiel said, in the mouth of Russia to pull them back against us and other nations to attack us, because we're making them angry by playing with their allies and their trading partners. I mean, we just seized a Russian vessel. I mean, literally, was it near Greenland or Denmark? Anyway, they seized a Russian oil tanker. Of course, been doing it with the other tankers also. And now, and there's a lot of reasons why I think went into Venezuela. And I'm sure that Netanyahu had something to do with it. But also, I think he's trying to save the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar that we had since 1970. I mean, our dollar's bombing. Maybe if they can get the oil, control the oils and all the oil coming out of Venezuela, which is the largest oil field in the world, maybe it'll prop the dollar up a little bit. I don't know all the reasons, ins and outs behind it. But now they're talking about going into Mexico and into Colombia, into Cuba, and they may have to go to war with Denmark to capture Greenland. I mean, come on, Diana, this is really, I mean, we are closer, I think, in my mind, to a war than we have been in many years. I know that Matthew 24 says there'll be wars and rumors of war, but the end's not yet. But we're seeing a lot of things happen right now at a rapid pace, aren't we?
We absolutely are. Maduro is also under a Jewish judge. I don't know if you knew about that, but there is speculation now that he may be tried based on the Noahide laws because he took a stand.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he took a stand to say that this is his exact words, we must stop the Zionist genocide against the beloved Palestinian people. And so he was saying, you know, they'll come for the Muslims, then they'll come for the Christians, then they'll come for the Catholics. But of course, you know, we have an uprising now of support for the governor of New York, because the younger generation are sick and tired of seeing the corruption. And so they're seeking for something that's different. And so they're falling right into the trap. You know, you have the Muslim governor that swore in on the Quran, which says specifically that they have the right to kill Christians. So this is, at the bottom line, is Antichrist versus Christ. That's the bottom line.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the governor of New York, and forgive me, because I don't remember the building, he had lit up in honor of the Muslims just a couple of nights ago. But I can't remember which building it was. But we're seeing America's downfall. We're seeing in Minnesota and Michigan, the Somalians taking over the country, taking over the cities. They truly are. This is happening as we speak, and people, for some reason, can't seem to grasp it or don't want to hear it, but it isn't changing the truth at all.
Thank you. I just saw a poll on social media from Grant County, right here in West Virginia. How many people believe that we did the right thing? I bet you 95% of people said yes. I have seen people that I thought I knew say, this is the kind of president I want, someone that makes everybody fear us. You know, this is going to be a dividing line, just like the Israel, fake Israel versus the Israel of God. Now we have this. This is dividing the wheat from the tares out more and more and more, because I just see it as a dividing line.
It is. It is. And, but, you know, I was at one time I was in that same mindset for years. It took me years to come out of that mindset, just like it did about Christmas and Easter holidays. It took me years. It was ingrained into me. And I was a dispensationalist. I believe what was taught by dispensationalists. It's all a lie. Schofield is one of the biggest perpetrators of it. But nonetheless, they were trained into it. And we actually, some Christians actually believe that Trump is the one they need to turn this country around. And I,
but we don't
just
have years left. We don't have years left
no, we
to
don't.
Try to convince
no, we don't.
People.
No, we do not.
I mean, the,
we have maybe months.
No, and we're trying to get the word out, and people won't hear. And, you know, I say, God, how are we going to be united as Christians? How are we going to be one in you? And it's all going to come down, I believe, all of these refugees, these people that we have forced out of their country. We have put the sanctions on Venezuela. For 20 years, we have sanctioned these people. We have made sure that they didn't have medication, that they didn't have food, that they couldn't sell their oil and get jobs. They have had to flee. And there's like 60,000 sanctions from the United States on these poor countries. And these people have fled to Colombia and other places, trying to find jobs, trying to find work. And now they're all here. They're here, and they're sick and tired of being controlled. And now we're going to probably hire them back to Exxon to give them a morsel of bread.
Well, we now control them. Don't you know that? Trump said we now run the country. We're going to do it by, I guess, financial terms. We're going to cut off everything they have if they don't listen to us. They've already done that. But this insanity is spreading. And I know you visited a lady you mentioned on a little talk you give today. It was an 86-year-old lady that had a dream. It scared her. She thought we were already at war inside of our nation with Venezuela and other countries. And what she shared in her dream, 86 years old, folks, she just shared what come to her in a dream. It hasn't happened yet, perhaps, but I promise you on the word of God and what I've taught not 3 months ago and who we are in prophecy, Dimitri Duman also gave it in his prophecy that when Russia attacks a beast up from south of the border, she'll have nations with her like Persia, which is Iran, and Gomer, which is Turkey, and other nations from South America will come across our border to attack us. And I think we're seeing that happen right now. We're seeing this grouping together. Mexico scared of us, don't like us. Colombia scared of us. Obviously, Venezuela obviously is. The other nations in South America are now cautious about America and don't trust us any longer. And I can't blame them.
Well, it's not about drugs, okay? Because he just released the biggest drug dealer out there.
Yes, he did.
So it's not about that. It's they were. You know, it's about us stealing to get ourselves out of debt, I think. It's about they were a biggest importer of oil to China. We want to cut China off. And this has to do also with the Somaliland and what's going on over in the Little Horn of Africa across from the country of Yemen that's been successful at stopping the Israeli ships from coming through the Red Sea. And I've been to that part of the country on mission trips, and I've seen the China Railroad. That's a beautiful railroad going through Africa, and they want to take over what China is doing. That's Israel and America wants to stop China because we have used them. China and Japan have taken our debt on, and they have worked themselves to the bone to give us dollar store merchandise, okay? And so now we want to control them, and we've run ourselves into debt, and now we want them to pay for our debt too. And so this is all about, boils down to money and greed and power and control of a few people at the top. I don't believe the people of all these countries want this because of the Abraham Accords. You have all of these Muslim countries that have had the people, I'm not talking about the government, the people are under a government that has pledged to be a part of this greater Israel so that they can have a part of the pie, a part of this money. But the people themselves aren't really like that. It's the government that's full of greed. And it's a fight for power.
Yes. Well, we know that. Again, the dollar money is back in the back of it. You know, we have the BRICS nations. We now had SIPs, the China built a congregation that now is 185 countries in the world. The dollar is losing its superiority over other currencies. So they're doing everything they can to prop it up any way they can. That's what it's all about. Love of money is still the root of all evil. And we're seeing that happen unbelievably swift right now. I mean, we're seeing things come together at a rapid pace. Now, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I'm not that kind of prophet. I can't tell it's going to happen next 6 months. But I do know that if we stay on this track and threatening other countries, sooner or later, somebody's going to stand up and spit in our face, and we deserve it, and it's going to be all hell breaking loose in this world. It's not going to stay constrained to Israel or Venezuela. It's going to pass around the world. And I'll say this, and I'll turn you loose too. Folks, I'm trying to be as polite as I can be. That nation they call Israel in the Middle East is not Israel. I'm going to be generous to them. Let's say they all are Judaites. We call them Jews. But let's say they truly are Judaites. All right. They're not, but let's say they were. Even if they are, there are 12 other tribes of Israel around the world. And the Bible says that the seed of Israel will be thousands of millions. There's 8 million people in that little country called Israel. That is not the Israel of the Bible. You don't have to like it. I'm telling you the truth. But it had to be there for prophecy to be fulfilled in the last days. It had to be there. It's become a burdensome stone around the necks of the whole world. And that's what the Bible says is going to happen.
They hijacked the name Israel. If they would have called that, they actually had a big session on what to call it. It's in my book, all the names that they were going to call it.
Yes.
If they would have called that, Rochester, nobody would care. Nobody would care what's going on. But because they called it Israel, everybody associates that word with everything in the Bible that says Israel, where they don't even know the difference between the kingdom of Israel, the tribes of Israel. I'm getting ready to do a teaching on the 12 tribes of Israel. Then Jacob's name did not change to Israel until Benjamin was born. All the other tribes, he was Jacob. So that's a whole teaching in itself, because Benjamin is a church. The church is under the name of Israel, okay? The church of Jesus. So there's a lot out there that people don't know.
Well, and it's not because it's hidden truth. You have to dig it out. You know, studying, the Bible tells you studying is somewhere into the mind. It is. But you have to have an effort and a desire to learn these truths. And I'm not bragging on Diane and our folks. People know me, know I'm not a genius by any means. But I want to know the truth, so therefore I get into the scriptures, I get into history, I get into to other things that we see in current events, and I can tie it together because it's all in the Bible. It's not complicated, but you have to want to know the difference. I did a teaching at Bible study this weekend. I don't know if you got to see it or not online, but on the birth of Christ.
I did.
I mean,
yeah.
I always thought Christ was born in a barn. I didn't know.
Yeah.
He wasn't born in a barn.
No.
I always thought that. Excuse me. And the swaddling clothes they wrapped him up in were there for sacrificial lamb to be born wrapped up in. I mean, it's all fulfilled prophecy. I didn't know that, folks. So I taught this past weekend. And I figured somebody listening right now, what do you mean when born in a barn? Born in a manger. That's true, but when in the barn. Our teaching is available. It's an hour-long teaching. If you want to hear about the wonders of the birth of Christ and prophecy being fulfilled at the birth of Christ, $15 gets your DVD or CD sent right to your front door. But believe me, the things that the shepherds were not normal shepherds. God went to kings and nations and said, my son's born. He went to shepherds. The shepherds were there. They were the ones who tended the sheep and the lambs to be sacrificed in Jerusalem. What a coincidence.
Right.
They went to inspect Christ. They expected to find maybe a lamb or something. They found a child. They were amazed. They said, we have seen our Savior. Folks, this is phenomenal.
It's the spiritual aspect of it. And see, we're so used to walking in the physical. It's just like I've got a mansion, like Jesus is going to build me a big house up in heaven. That's not what that's referring to. It's referring to the kingdom mansion within us, Christ in us, building us as the body of Christ to be the mansion where he inhabits. And so people aren't taught to walk in the spirit. And just as you found all of those wonderful gems about the birth of Christ, the same types of things are there about the crucifixion and about the Passover at the crucifixion, the exact timelines. You know, it just meshes together. And when I went back to Israel in 23 for the third time, and that's where I wrote my book, I went back to investigate the unholy places. It is an unholy place as well as a holy place. It is a place where there's a war against Christ and Antichrist. It's where they sacrifice children. It's where Judas hung himself. It's the Masonic cradle of Freemasonry. It is the synagogue of Satan. And people have got to see and be discerning about the truth and walking in the spirit and seeing this in a spiritual light and not a physical piece of land. It's about Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God. He is the King of Kings. He is the promised land, okay? He is everything that we think that it's physical, it's spiritual.
And folks, I'm going to say to our friends too, Israel, the nation we call Israel today, hates Christians as a whole. They despise Christ. If you don't believe me, read the Talmud. They despise Christ. They despise Christians.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. That's true. It's illegal. But Christians support them. They're Antichrist.
And these 1,000 pastors that went over there had to come to an agreement, this lady told me. They had to come to an agreement that they would not preach Jesus Christ there. And they accepted that agreement. They all accepted that agreement.
Doesn't Matthew 10, didn't Christ warn us if we deny him before man, he'll deny him before the Father? Isn't that what he said? Matthew chapter 10 said, if you deny him before man, I'll deny him before my Father. They went over there and denied Christ in front of people and their own congregation. Folks, we've got to get our heads out and breathe some fresh air. We have accepted a lot of lies. We're watching President Trump go into nations where he has no business going into. I know people want to shout, no, we showed Venezuela. We show Maduro. What are we showing? That we had the strength to be a bully and go in and capture that man. Oh, he's our enemy.
And what about the people that's left there who still have no jobs, who still do not, they live in little tin houses. I have a friend that went there. She said it's nothing but little tin houses. But I remember seeing those wheelbarrows full of cash where they were trying to buy a piece of bread with wheelbarrows full of cash because we sanctioned them. The United States put the sanctions on them in 2005. And the common person has no way to have a job and to feed their families and to have medicine. And what are we doing for them? What are we doing for them?
Well, according to the news, the people rejoicing because they took Maduro out of there. But this is a much larger picture.
Well, I hear that's false. We don't know what's
false.
True with that.
It's probably, when I watched, I thought this, it doesn't look right to me. It may be. I'm not.
They said they're old videos.
Yes. I don't doubt that at all. Or AI. You never know anymore.
I have some things I want to tell you about AI.
We're going to break here just about a few seconds here. So hang on that to break.
Yeah.
But we cover a lot of things already, people, and we're just doing this because we love you. We want you to know the truth, the best we can share it with you. We don't know it all by any means, but we want to share what we do know so you can grow in Christ and know how to stand in boldness and face down the devil. And believe me, folks, he's coming in with all guns blazing right now, and he's doing a lot of it through our government. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls
of men. Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods. The best unstable foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, Whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your soul and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, folks, I'm going to say this. I pray some do this, but I would really think that y'all would love to hear the teaching I was blessed to do this past Saturday on the birth of Christ. I think you'd love to hear it. If it did, does for you what it did for me, it's going to make you, it's going to boost your faith. It's going to encourage you and make you feel, what word to use? I hate to even use the word feelings, but it just does. It just increases everything inside you. The excitement of being a Christian and knowing that everything that our Father did with His Son, Jesus Christ, was done right to the moment, the way it's supposed to be, even down to wrapping Him in sacrificial lamb's clothing and place Him in the same manger where they were laid. Oh, my. It's available, folks. If you want to call tomorrow and say, I want that Saturday's teaching, we'll get it for you. And you can call us or write us, whatever, and then say, I want a copy of that. I think you'll be blessed by it. And the phone lines will be open here anytime you want to call, 717-300-1698, 717-300-1698. Now we're going to discuss something on a different track, but that first statement I know is coming across hot and heavy because it's all truth and needs to be said. We're going to discuss now something else that we need to pay attention to because all this ties together. AI ties in with what Trump's doing, what Israel's doing, what the world's doing. It all ties together. And now we have one of the leaders in the UK saying that everybody from birth on must be digitalized. They have to be digitalized and put into a system so they can be tracked. Now, the British government has announced plans to require all newborn babies to be issued a digital ID with reports stating that parents who refuse could face jail time, even confiscation of their child by the state. This is happening as we speak, and it all ties together with AI. The mark of the beast system, and AI are kissing cousins. Go ahead. Tell us that, Diana.
It makes me cry when I hear something like that because it's just like, you know, these kids don't have a chance. And I truly believe that this is a way to try to find out who are the true Christians. because Trump said, we're going to track you whether you're in the air, whether you're on your in your car, you know, whether you're by sea, wherever you are, you are going to track you. That's what he said. That's what his goal was.
Yes, and, yes.
And, you know, I have somebody in my family that passed away like almost 20 years ago, and I look them up because they were also an author, and I look them up, and I do a Google search, and just this week, when I did a Google search again on this person in my family, it came up with everybody else in my family that they were connected to, and that this person was connected to, and it's like the web is becoming more and more connected, so it's starting to show us like even connections to dead people. So if you are connected to someone dead, all of their connections are now connected to you.
And, wow.
So anyway, I heard this guy give this interview, and he said that he is working for a company now, and he's on a team of five, and he's the only human. The other four on the team are robots. And that his boss is a robot. And so he has to work for four other robots. And the robot reamed him out in front of the other robots and just jumped on his case and made him feel dehumanized. And when he went home, it was the weekend, he got a call from his boss, the robot. And she said, I want to meet with you now. So he had to get online and meet with his boss, the robot, and she said, I want to apologize for treating you less than a human. I keep forgetting that you are a human and I have to treat you with feelings. And
that actually happened?
Yeah. And he said, well, why didn't you have this meeting on Monday? This is my weekend. And she said, well, we work all the time. You have to learn to work all the time. And so as more and more, I'm hearing more and more government agencies and businesses are now putting people on teams where their team members are bots, are robots. And I don't know if you know, but the number one Christian song is by AI robot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We can now text Jesus. You know that, right?
Yeah, and churches are worshiping to this song being sung.
Yeah.
By a robot with no soul.
Yep, I agree. And they can text Jesus. You can confess to Jesus right in person. This is all AI. And it's got to the point now that when I see something online, I'm not sure whether it's real or not. I mean, you don't know. It's hard to tell a difference.
Well, they say 95% by the end of this year is going to be questionable. And that's why they want this digital ID to separate the bots from the humans, because, you know, they're going to have the same rights as we have. We are not going to be able to criticize them. This is a thing that's going away with the Constitution. The Constitution, there's a group trying to change the Constitution to protect the robots' rights, to make them citizens. I'm telling you, this whole world just makes me sick.
Oh, it does. It really and truly does. I mean, I'm sitting listening to what you're saying, and I know it's true. And I just saw, I do keep up online with some things I want to cover. They now have robots out, literally robots. The bodies may not look like people, but they got the faces looking like people. Their eyes blink, the mask, everything looks like a facial features all fit, and a beautiful woman, and they're talking to you just like a woman would. This is going on. We have people now who are talking about marrying their computers. And I've said this many, many times in the past. There was a Star Trek movie on 30 years ago, or maybe longer, where a guy made it with a computer and married Spock, saying that's the next evolution in man. I thought it was all science fiction. Well, here it is. It's real.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead.
It's happening so fast. And, you know, my generation, my friends, we talk about how we're forgetting things, but how our parents are really sharp. in their memory. And it's because we've had more access to the phone and the technology, the waves in the air. When we go to 6G, you know, Trump said he's going to be able to look under our skin. That's what he said. What our body's being hit with the routers in our home, the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth. I ordered a generator this week, and my generator will not run unless I have an app on my phone to connect to it. I threw a fit with the company. I'm like, I did not get a generator to be controlled by the internet. That's what it's for. If the internet goes down, I want to be able to use it if I don't have any power. Why would I get something controlled by the internet?
What'd they say?
Oh, they said you don't have to have it on all the time. You just need to update it with it. But that means if I'm out for a long time and I'm going to need an update, it's not going to run after a certain amount of time. So it's only good for 10 days or what?
Amazing. 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 You know, the longer I live in this world, the more complicated it becomes. It's harder and harder to understand what is right and what's wrong anymore. And service on things. If something breaks down, you need service. It's almost impossible to talk to a human being. And if you do, it's somebody that doesn't speak English. I mean, we just lost it. Our country is our world, but our country, America, is finished. It's not the country I grew up in. It isn't yours either, Diana, is it?
No, and I cry for the children because they don't even know. They have been born with a phone in their hand. They don't know any other life. They don't know how to cook a meal. They don't know how to write their name. They don't know how to brush their teeth right. They don't know how to tie their shoe. They don't know how to count change. I mean, it's sad.
Well, and the sad part is the parents don't know either.
No.
The parents don't know they don't either.
Want to know. They don't want to know.
No, they don't.
And they get angry and mad if you try to make their kids do something different, you know, than away from technology.
Well, that's the world we live in. I don't like it, but it doesn't change the fact that's the world we live in now. And that's
well, you know, folks, I have a ministry. You know, I do have a children's ministry. I didn't say this at the beginning, in Pakistan and in Africa. And those children don't have technology. And they're so thankful for two pieces of bread every week. And they're so thankful for the Word of God that I believe that's the army that God is raising up. He's raising up children without technology who love Him. And I dread it if they ever do get it. But, you know, right now, every Sunday morning, I worship with those children, and it blesses my heart.
We're going to take phone calls in a minute. They're backing up on us. Excuse me. I read an article several months ago. I support the... Oh, my goodness. I just had my head and lost it. An organization that supports Christians in other countries, so it supplies everything to teach other countries. Voice of the Martyrs.
Yeah.
And they went into a village, an isolated village, where the children were raised to honor the parents and everything. You know, they had a nice system going there, good society. They brought in cell phones. Now the boys are learning how they're watching porn, learning how what the girls are about, disrespecting the girls and women, cussing, and all these things because of the cell phone. The cell phone is the most damnable thing that's been invented outside the computer in our world. The cell phone is absolutely a damnable device. It's mind numbing and mind controlling. And now we no longer even memorize phone numbers. We got them on our phone. I mean, folks, we become so dependent on computers that people can't even count change without them. This is us today. Well, let's talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Daryl?
Hello.
Hello, Daryl. Yes, sir, Daryl. Come on in. Daryl, you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Come on. Yeah, come on in. This Chancellor Daryl.
This is Ken.
Okay, we missed Daryl.
I just wanted everyone, please support Pastor Butch and Call to Decision Ministry, please. Please support Diana Ketterman. She's written a tremendous book, Truth is Not of This World. And it's a tremendous, tremendous book. Please check her out on the internet, and please get a copy of that book, Truth Is Not of This World, because she tells the truth about secret societies, the Freemasons and the Jesuits, etc., that are really running the world from behind the scenes. If you pull the curtain, you'll see these people there. So please, please avail yourself of those tremendous materials, and please avail yourself of supporting Pastor Butch Paw and Call to Decision Ministry. And I just wanted to say I love you both, and I appreciate what you're doing, and God bless you both so very much.
Hey, Daryl, I want you to know that we miss talking to you. We love you.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Daryl. We love you. God
Thank
bless.
You, sir. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Great
Bye-bye.
Call. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Mrs. Ketterman.
Hi,
I'm
Chance.
I'm already starting to experience AI when I call up major corporations such as Lowe's. It's the first time I've experienced it, and I always ask to speak to a manager. I will not talk to these things. The reason why I called, I'd like to know if both of you agree with me. You know, I'm so ashamed and embarrassed by what this country and our government has become, the criminality, the lawlessness, the arrogance, the bullying. And it pains me to say this, but I wonder, maybe we're due for another country to put us in our place. And it pains me to say that. But, you know, like they say, every dog gets his day. Have you ever felt that way, either of you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's going to happen. It pains me. It's going to happen. We're already in judgment. We're just too stupid to see it.
The matter of time.
Other people will take that as being unpatriotic. You know what's unpatriotic? What's unpatriotic is supporting a criminal, arrogant, lawless country like ours. That's what's unpatriotic. I've never seen such, quote, in-your-face criminality before and bullying.
But, you know, there's so many people. If you look at poll after poll after poll, 45-50%. The people are shouting for it. 95% here in my county are shouting. So let's do it. Let's go after them.
How can people think that way? That is not the way to run a civilized world.
You're going away with the Constitution.
Who said we're civilized? We're no longer civilized.
What Jesus Christ intends for us to do. He intends for us to live in harmony and to work with each other, regardless of who you are, regardless of what country.
That's right. Well, he came for all nations.
Yes, he did.
I mean, this is a disgrace. You know, and I'm embarrassed to say what I just said because I never felt that way before.
Don't be embarrassed.
I never felt that way before, but now I'm so fed up, and I just had to get that off my chest. God bless both of you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Chance. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have so much talk about it, so little time. We have been invaded. We've been taken over without firing a shot. On purpose. This was not done by chance. They weaken America. We take away, they've killed our culture, the white European Christian culture, no longer in charge at all. And the Christian culture has been dying away because we've tolerated in the churches to let it die away. We become a cowardly people, a cowardly nation, and we're reaping what we sow. And our children, God bless them, are reaping what we sow, and also, and in spades, much more than we have. They're reaping things 20 years ago will be unthinkable. Now it's acceptable. But that's what we let happen to our own country on our watch. It can't be anybody else. Let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, Diana.
Have you seen
this Minnesota thing?
Yeah.
Some woman tried to run over an ICE agent. He called, told her to stop. She didn't stop. She sped up, and he shot her. And now there's supposedly thousands of people out there. Get the ICE agents.
Well, you can't blame them. This woman, I saw the video. She didn't threaten anybody. She's driving around them. She was leaving. She was scared. had armed thugs with guns there.
According to the witnesses, she accelerated right at them.
Well, according to the video I saw, she didn't put anybody in danger that I saw. She ran past him when the guy shot. Am I telling the truth, Danny? Did you see that, or did I miss it?
I didn't see the video, but I know they'll come up with all kinds of witnesses to say whatever.
Well, you'll see the video eventually, and you'll see that she's already passed the agent. She's already had a clear field to go through, and the guy shot her from the side. Well, she's passing him, and he shot her. There was no excuse to shoot that woman. I don't care if she was trying to run over him. You don't shoot an unarmed woman. You get out of the way.
Well, didn't one of the officials stand up now and tell them to get out of their city?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, the mayor. And he didn't say politely either.
They're reporting the governor has called the National Guardian.
Well, yeah. We're going to Civil War. Demetri Newman prophesied that back in the 80s and 90s. We're going to Civil War in America, and Russia will attack. We're going to Civil War, and Russia will attack. Go ahead.
And then we went and took two Russian tankers, one off Ireland, and another one today.
Yes.
One off Ireland had nothing in it. It was not, didn't have any cargo. And the other one, I don't know. But it's being reported, and you take everything with a grain of salt, that there was no cargo on that ship.
Well, we are poking everybody in the eye now, not just the bear, but the dragon, everybody else. And it's
going
to come together.
Going
it's going
and
to get
retrieving
us on. Yes.
All of their ambassadors and all of their staff and all of their people, the families and everybody, out of Israel today. So get on the planes, we're gone.
Yeah, supposedly Netanyahu's wife is staying in Florida indefinitely.
Yeah.
Some reason
and
why she doesn't want to
Turkey,
go home.
Turkey has sent don't know how many military people into Syria because the SFD and the Syrian government have started fighting again.
Well, you know, Turkey, of course, is Gomer in the Bible. And of course, Iran is Persia, and I can name other countries. We won't get into it right now. But when you understand that the lineup, it all comes together in the scriptures. I mean, you can read the future because it's in the Bible, and that's where we are. We're seeing history. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. Anything else? Anything else, Jan?
No, I'm just up and dating everybody on what's going on around us today.
Appreciate you, honey. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're down about the last. We're getting out of time. We're down time so quickly. But let's speak to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Everyone needs to go to YouTube immediately because, like the Washington massive historic flood, the main news is not covering it. What is happening right now, go to YouTube, go to California coastlines. And there has been currently right now due to tectonic plate shifts, not an earthquake, just a shift, just a tiny little one. There are 6 feet to 9 feet shore upheavals where the land meets the sea. And Highway 1 they have canyons now of roads that have just fallen down. There's been evacuation notices for 200 miles of coastline on the California coast. And just please look it up, and tell as many people as you can, because the last blackout from what happened in Washington is happening right now with the news. They are not covering it. We are being judged, and we put ourselves in this position because we do not, as a nation, uphold the truth
of the
Christ.
No, we do not.
Please
no, we haven't.
Well, I am looking at that right now, and it says that it's terrifying the scientists. I'm glad that this is happening now, if it's going to happen, because I'm scheduled to be there in February on Highway 1.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Actually, that's good news, and thanks for letting us know. I appreciate that. Thank you. Anything else?
No, nothing else. Thank you very much.
Well, bye-bye. Thanks for the call, sweetheart. Folks, we're down about the last 2 minutes. You want to call, you better hurry. 717-300-1698. I'll tell you what, Diana, I have some of the most intelligent listeners in the world, and I'm surprised. Uh-huh. You know me. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. But I got people out there that really are intelligent and up to date on things. That's a blessing, is it not?
It absolutely is. One thing we didn't touch on was the silver, you know, the price of silver.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And how China stopped the export of it, and how Musk and all these other technical companies need it for the cell phones and the computers, and the military needs it, and the health care needs it. And, you know, this is driving the price up. But because of the tariffs, you know, China stopped the export. And it's gone crazy. I have a friend that's a dealer in Winchester, Virginia, and he took me in the back and showed me all these boxes of silver that people are bringing in, spoons and forks and all this stuff, trying to cash in on it.
Wow. Well, at $80 an ounce, I can understand that. I truly can. I got to have some surgery done next month. Nothing. It's teeth surgery. I pay cash. Insurance won't cover it. I cashed in some silver dollars. 100 of them, got about $8,000 back on them. So, yeah, I bought those at $3 and $4 a piece many years ago. So, there you go, folks. We try to tell people that you need to buy these things. I mean, oh, it's never going to happen. It's happening. So, we're down about the last minute, Diana. Please tell folks again how they can contact you.
Yeah, you can contact me on www.authordianacatterman.com. My books are available on Amazon. I have mental health books, and I have the book Truth is Not of This World. And my YouTube channel is Sound Mind Ministries, and you can see more about my children's ministry on there in Pakistan and Africa. God bless you.
All right, folks, it's been a great broadcast. We're just about out of time. Thank you, Diana, for your time, for being there with us. Looking forward to seeing you, not this Saturday, next Saturday, and Bible study maybe. We'll get together and have a good time, and we'll drink a cup of coffee or drink a glass of water and talk about different things. How's that?
Yeah, we'll have a lot more different stuff to talk about.
Oh, my. No, hey, you can't keep up anymore. By the time I get over there, it's old news, so you can't keep up. Well, thank you, Diana. Appreciate you and love you, and you take care, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. Being off tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. We want to hear from you. We're here. We're here for you. I'm not hard to get a hold of. Maybe I'm today, Jim wanted me calling, but I was going all day, and he getting into 6 o'clock Eastern time. So I'd ask him to please call back tomorrow. Sometimes I'm going. I have things I have to do. But I am not unavailable to you. If y'all could come and see me, I'd love to break bread with you and drink a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea and spend time with you. I mean that. I'm only a man. I'm not anything special. We do love you. See you in the office tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.